Well, I'm very pleased to have with me in the Borough Gardens in Dorchester, the Mayor of Dorchester, Robin Potter. Why are we here and your thoughts about it?
Good morning, good morning. We're here as this is marked as the Day of Remembering COVID 2020. And of course, the fact that it's still going on a bit. We've all had our vaccinations, I hope, but still people are suffering. So we're just here to have a small 2 minutes of silence just to remember what happened in those days, whatever that was, whether it was the clapping. Boris Johnson standing there between Professor Whitty and Professor Bantam, all the people in the hospital, the extra cruise liners in the Weymouth Bay, whatever it comes to you. If there's people you want to remember in particular, that's also fine. Whatever happens, we'll just sit here for 2 minutes, stand here for 2 minutes or so to remember whatever happened in those difficult days and the ones that follow.
This is happening on Sunday the 9th, so if you're listening later, then I don't see why you shouldn't have a couple of minutes silence to yourself then.
Indeed, whatever you remember of the times, whatever you want to remember of the times, whether it's good things, whether it's bad things, whatever, it was an important time in our life, some time to remember whatever happened.
Molly, your thoughts?
Do you know, I'm thinking about how many people there were, not just the NHS, but all the emergency services, all the bin men, everybody who carried on working through it and putting themselves at risk to make sure that we had the services that we needed to be able to continue for that couple of years, even though we had a few breaks. It's really important, and how good that our mayor actually did this. But this will have touched many people throughout the whole country, and there'll be other people who have done exactly the same as us at this time.
I'm David Leeper, retired professor of surgery. Retired down to Dorset, and I'm a town councillor now for, I think, nearly 6 years. Reflections of COVID, yeah, interesting. I mean, my reflections were very much not losing anybody close, family or friends, but I came out of retirement. And I had to go through a lot of training, which I have to say annoyed me enormously, but I had to be trained to be it. And I went back and did some vaccinating. And that started off at the International Centre in Bournemouth, the BIC. And there was a real team of about, I suppose, 30 of us who signed up. Retired ENT surgeon, just become a good friend, and lots of older nurses, my sort of vintage. And we had a great team, and it was great fun, but often really hard work. You know, I remember one or two days we'd have 5,000 punters come through a day. We were in two shifts, but you know, 8-hour shifts were hard work when I'd sort of not been in medicine for a good few years. But I think we did a good job, and then I came to Dorchester, where of course I now live, and did a bit at the Vespasian House, which the NHS had given us for a few months, and we had a similar sort of team, and we'd have a few of the military turn up to help us out. And I remember we had one lady senior, I don't know what her rank would be, she was not a commander, but she was pretty big in the Royal Navy. And I'd come in every morning and say, the glass is rising, Mr. Christian. And I'd get an awful lot of mouthful from her. But you know, we worked really well together. And they were doing most of the jabs. And I got relegated to the history taking. But it was a nice memory. And I hope it's over. But sadly, COVID's here to stay. I just got to hope there's not another new horrid virus on me, really. But I think we're better placed to look after it this time. I think we'll be better place to set up the vaccinations and getting the vaccines themselves, of course. But it was interesting to come and reflect today.
What would you do differently?
In hindsight, I think we were a bit slow locking down. But you could argue, would it have saved lives? I think that's a hard one to answer, to be honest. I mean, I hear what everyone said, but you know, other countries, I think like Sweden, didn't really lock down very much at all. And people were just asked to be really sensible and not get too close and be realistic. And I don't think they were merely worse off than we were. But it hit the sicker, older people we have. I mean, I think a few nursing homes, in retrospect, could we have isolated them a bit more? Who knows? It's difficult. But I think we're very well placed now for another phase, should it happen. I just hope it never comes.
Andy Wirth reporting from Dorchester's Borough Gardens on the National COVID Day of Reflection.